heard. Your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Civil Aviation Authority says it's alarmed by the recent spate of crashes involving light aircraft. The regulator says 12 deadly crashes have been recorded so far this financial year, resulting in 17 deaths. This is two more compared to the same period last year. Faith Mudise reports.
With flight activity expected to increase over the festive period, the regulator is urging pilots and operators to tighten up flight planning and stick to regulations. It has also begun accelerating safety interventions under its new General Aviation Safety Strategy aimed at reducing risk in the sector. The regulator says improved safety reporting from industry role players is helping, but warns that keeping the skies safe remains a shared responsibility.
Police say they've arrested more than 16,000 suspects nationwide during festive season operations last week.
146 suspects were arrested for murder. 141 suspects were arrested for rape, with the majority of arrests in Gauteng with 30. 131 suspects were arrested for attempted murder across multiple provinces.
And that's the SAPS's Vincent Mukati, who says more than 1,000 people were taken into custody for selling liquor illegally, with over 25,000 litres of alcohol also confiscated. The National Union of Metal Workers has staged a picket to demand an urgent intervention into what it's calling the ongoing crisis at SA Steel Mills and ArcelorMittal South Africa. Its members have been demonstrating outside the Industrial Development Corporation offices today. In October, ArcelorMittal was ordered to reinstate workers who were unfairly retrenched at its Newcastle and Vereeniging plants. AMSA has applied for leave to appeal the Labour Court ruling. Last month, the company confirmed the shutdown of its Newcastle plant, saying it's proceeding with placing its long steel business into care and maintenance. NUMSA has again approached the courts, accusing the steel giant of ignoring consultation requirements before deciding to close the operations. NUMSA's Phakamile Hlubi Majola says the union is calling on the IDC to help secure a financial lifeline for workers at the mothballed Newcastle and Vereeniging plants.
AMSA refuses to pay salaries while appealing a court ruling that reinstated workers. We need IDC to work with us to protect livelihoods during December and address AMSA's long-term future.
In Germany, BMW has named a new boss to steer the car giant through its tough times. The automaker's head of production, Milan Nedeljovic, will take over as chief executive. The 56-year-old will succeed current CEO Oliver Zipser in May when he reaches the end of his term. Nedeljovic has been with BMW since 1993. He currently oversees the group's factories worldwide, which produce both electric and combustion engine models on the same production lines. He takes over at a time of deep crisis in Germany's flagship auto sector. BMW is seeing sales decline in the key Chinese market due to strong local competition. It's also, like other domestic rivals, Mercedes-Benz and Volkswagen, been impacted by US tariffs, although it has fared somewhat better as its largest factory in the world is located in South Carolina. The top story, the Civil Aviation Authority says it's alarmed by the recent spate of crashes involving light aircraft. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins currently 88-8 in their four-day series clash against the Titans on day one. Luckily, rain has intervened in the afternoon of the first day. The Proteas have won the toss and will bowl first against India in the first T20 of that series. That one starts at 3:30, and it's a big Tuesday night of action in the Champions League tonight.